Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now.
This is the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast.
Oh, intermission.
No, it's halftime.
Stop by 9390 Rogers Avenue for the best liquor, beer, and wine deals in the River Valley.
Arkansas wins a national championship!
Check out Eastside Liquor on Facebook for weekly specials.
Say goodbye! Darren McFadden, 80 yards, touchdown!
Do you want to watch the Morning Rush, Halftime, Even, Ruskin, and Zach? Find our live video stream on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, and Twitch. ESPN Arkansas, more than just radio.
And good morning to you, and welcome into Halftime on ESPN Arkansas and HitThatLine.com. It is a wet one across the natural state through much of our listening audience, so hope everybody is safe and secure out there on the roads. I'm Phil Elson. Good morning, Matt Jones, once again looking very pretty. Kristen Johnston in the producer's chair, and I like to be complimentary every time we start the show. I'll do the same thing when we finish the show. How about starting the show with the idea that we have our villain for, I think, all of college sports right now. Introducing everyone to Jim Schlossnagel now, new Texas head baseball coach, which that happened really, really quickly, did it not? Matt, looking good today. How are you?
You're kind of like that coach, Phil. I like it when you lie to me. That coach lies, and then you're pretty good at it yourself, man. So big things in future for you, man.
Well, then let's start the show.
Stay out of Texas, all right? And stay out of Hot Topic, too.
Yeah, no Hot Topic until the next time I'm in the Galleria Mall in Birmingham. I think
you
that's the last.
Did send me a picture of that?
I remember sending it because you could smell Hot Topic from like 50 yards away. You don't actually have to go inside to experience it. Just stand on the other side of the mall by the food court, and you'll get plenty of smells of that. I don't have any plans to go to Texas until the A&M football game at the end of September. You think Jim Schlossnagel might be at that game, or is he going to be at a Texas football game, or just kind of getting ready for practice or something like that for his brand new baseball program? What an amazing day yesterday.
So his relationship, Phil, if I understand it, he was the AD from TCU. So he has prior relationships with them. They've known each other. And this seems to be a common theme when people get changed and they believe in somebody or have this relationship with them. So why not come get him there? But doesn't it seem like Texas is kind of like a sellout? Like they don't really... I don't know. It just seems like they're just throwing money at stuff to try to get it to work instead of actually trying. They're almost like the Lakers without the championships.
Well, what I think they're doing is they're going out and getting in their mind who they think is the best baseball coach to build their program back to where they expect it to be, which is a couple of things. And I hadn't thought about this with the firing of David Pierce until I was reading about it in D1 Baseball with Kendall Rogers. And it's not necessarily a lack of on-field results or even making it to Omaha. It is a coaching staff that has been in flux for the last 3 years. You've had pitching coaches come in for 1 year. You've had hitting coaches come in for 1 year. Troy Tulowitzki came in and coached with them for a year, then left and then comes back.
Colorado Rocky, yeah.
The same guy. That's exactly right. So it has, I think, a lot to do more with the inner workings of the baseball program and just what felt like an instable and unstable coaching staff heading into the SEC. So now they've turned A&M into the unstable coaching staff because Schlossnagel's bringing his entire staff with him. All of the lauding that A&M fans did for not just Schlossnagel, but Max Wiener and Nolan Cain, two guys that joined Schloss there when he took the job. Well, it was very interesting to see. Well, let's just start with the lie, okay? Matt, let's just start with that lie. Not the one I told you about you looking pretty, because to be honest, I'm telling the truth about that. Christian, you've got the sound bite. I think everybody's heard it by now, but it's worth playing it again. This is Jim Schlossnagel after the loss in game 3 to Tennessee on Monday evening.
I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question, to be honest with you, but I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M. I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again, and that hasn't changed in my mind. And that's unfair to talk about something like that. That'd be like you asking Montgomery if he's going to sign in the draft. But I understand you got to ask the question, but I gave up a big part of my life to come take this job, and I've poured every ounce of my soul in this job, and I've given this job every single ounce I can possibly give it. So write that.
Yeah, write that. That the biggest nugget of truth that I hear in that, if he's telling him, that's like asking Montgomery if you're going to go in the draft. Well, what's the answer to that question? If you ask Braden Montgomery, are you going into the draft? Are you going to sign in the draft? The answer is hell yes. He's going to be a top 10 pick. Of course he's going to sign. So for me, that's almost what Schlossnagel was telling this reporter. That's like asking him an obvious question. Well, the obvious question is, are you going to be the Texas head baseball coach? The obvious answer was yes. And he had, there were like probably six or seven other ways to answer that where you could have given a non-answer answer and not make Aggie fans think that you love them and you love the job and you love everything about the program you've built there. It was just a flat out lie. And Matt, I mean, this goes along with, heck, this is Nick Saban saying, I'm not going to be the Alabama football coach. It's just, he didn't take the job the next day.
It's kind of, yeah, little Bobby Petrino leaving in the middle of the night from Atlanta and leaving. It just seems a little too aggressive, over the top.
It's called deflection. Man, it's called gaslighting.
He didn't do a very good job of it.
Not at all. I mean, you're really trying. Gaslighting and deflection is taking something where you know someone's coming at you with something that is legitimate and you flip it around and turn it on them. And that's what he did to this guy. And it's crap. And here's other aspects of what makes this amazing. I don't even think these are rumors now, because when Kendall Rogers is reporting this, and he's got his sources all throughout the country, and Dave Van Horn just had a press conference that might still be going. He was asked about this. Everybody knew that Pierce was gone at Texas for basically the last 3-4 weeks. Kendall Rogers is reporting that this deal with Del Conte and Texas and Jim Schlossnagel actually was, I don't know if the word would be consummated or agreed upon or whatever, before the NCAA tournament even started. So it was between the end of the regular season and the start of the NCAA postseason, which means that he was coaching this Aggies team to a possible college championship, knowing full well that he wasn't going to be sticking around. None of his players would have known that. I'm sure they have heard all the rumors and everything. And there are a lot of things that Schlossnagel demanded at that job, which basically is like building a new stadium. I don't think they're building a completely new ballpark, but they're going to be putting $80 million into their park. And if that money wasn't raised, if they said no, we planned on this, but we've got other line items we have to worry about. Just look at what happened in some of the other places. I see Ole Miss is stopping renovations on their baseball park and on their football stadium. That's happening all across the country in some cases. Not at A&M. They didn't just have the $78 million to pay off Jimbo. They raised $80 million also to put into the baseball park, thinking they'd keep this coach. and now they won't. I love this, Matt, because now, I mean, do we really think A&M and Texas hate each other? We've been thinking this for a long time. We've known this for a long time. Take that hate and turn it up to 11 today.
Exponentiate it. Yeah. It seemed to be, and I know Coach Nutt went Arkansas to Ole Miss, and you have a little bit, and Kirby Smart was an assistant, but it seemed to be that these head coaches, in Cal, Kentucky to Arkansas, but there used to be something in the contracts. It's like, man, you can't go to an in conference. If you can go anywhere in the country when you sign a contract, you just can't go to these 12 teams right after this. And I guess that's just not in the contract anymore.
Well, theoretically, Texas is not officially part of the SEC just yet until July 1st. So maybe that's the way they're looking at it. I don't know. Well, it was a few years ago that the league allowed in-league transfers. So maybe the idea of hiring a coach from one of the other teams goes out the window.
And that's, I guess, to my point, to the question, Phil, is it another SEC baseball coach? Do they take that A&M job? Because the A&M job is a top five job. So are you looking around at the Georgia Coast? I mean, are you looking around? Do you see that we saw in basketball the dominoes kept falling. What do you think the next domino is?
Yeah, I think they look within the SEC. Absolutely. If Texas wanted to, Texas was only going to hire, I think, from the SEC. They were going to throw money at one of three or four coaches in this league. Just so happened that I really don't think Tony Vitello was going to leave Tennessee, whether they won the national title or not. Obviously, how awkward would it have been? And it's already awkward. Just picture this. A&M loses the national championship Monday. Yesterday, they fly back to College Station to a throng of fans that were waiting for them to disembark off the buses at Bluebell Park and walk inside the stadium to, I guess, like leave all the stuff and say their goodbyes and disperse for the rest of the summer. They were practically chanting Schloss's name when he came off the bus. Love, real love, because they heard that answer. They must have thought there was a possibility this would happen. They hear the answer.
We had a couple phone callers, and maybe it was just one, and he called multiple times. But I remember the phone caller talking about how everybody has that A&M coach is the best coach in the country, and he's like, "We'll give Dave Van Horn some respect." I don't know if you remember who the phone caller was, but I know that was going on during the season. So he is technically he a top 10 baseball coach in college baseball? Would you put him on that list?
I absolutely would put him on that. I mean, he took TCU to four trips to Omaha. He took A&M there twice in 3 years. And, I mean, Texas isn't going to come calling for you if you're not a great coach. And he is. It's just this confirms what I think a lot of folks around the sport already feel about Schlossnagel. And now I don't think there's a bigger villain. There's no bigger villain in college baseball. If I could imagine another person anywhere in college sports that did this, left a team that you were one run away from at least playing in extra innings for a national championship, and then less than 24 hours announce through the Aggies PR department, by the way, that you're leaving for literally their most hated rival. That's why A&M left the Big 12. They hated it that Texas has joined the SEC. If Texas stayed in the Big 12, they would not be hiring Jim Schlossnagel. This is premium product of this school joining the SEC. And now we have our number one villain in college sports. Thank you very much for that.
See, Unit, it's a cruel summer.
It is. Yeah, cue it up. Get it ready to go.
Because
here's what's halftime on a Wednesday. With the skies dark all across our listening area is what it seems. Clay Henry is quite busy today because the Arkansas Sports Writers and Sportscasters Hall of Fame is having their annual banquet. And our main man, Clay Henry, who is also, by the way, celebrating a birthday today, is a major part of that. He will be emceeing and speaking. And in just a moment, we'll be chatting it up with one of the inductees. It'll be Dudley Dawson at 12:15, but going into the Hall of Fame today is Grant Hall. He'll join halftime right after this.
This is Halftime. Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
Eastside Liquor has every alcohol you need as we get close to summer. Green River Bourbon and Rye is flying off the shelves right now. Come check out the new Crystal Ridge Moonshine and Vodka, made right here in Hot Springs. Eastside Liquor, 9390 Rogers Avenue in Fort Smith.
Are you ready to give your family the best 4th of July experience yet? USA Fireworks wants to make that happen. Go to hitthatline.com/USAFireworks and enter for your chance to win a $1,000 fireworks show. It's $1,000 wholesale fireworks worth more than $2,000 retail. Again, hitthatline.com/USAFireworks. The USA Fireworks banging giveaway, courtesy of USA Fireworks, ESPN Arkansas, and hitthatline.com.
Get a load of this in this moment here as we go to the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Christian Johnston and I are the only non-Hall of Famers as part of this segment now in halftime, because we got Matt Jones, who is going into the Arkansas Hall of Honor in September. And with Grant Hall coming on here right now. Grant, you're not a Hall of Famer yet because you haven't been inducted, but just a couple hours left, I guess an hour away, it'll be official. And man, we congratulated you when the announcement came out. The day is here. How you feeling about this?
Well, good, and it's just a matter of time till you guys get in too. So just keep up the good work, right?
Yeah, I guess so. That's right. Go ahead. I want to let you talk.
Yeah, we had a nice storm this morning. Mm-hmm. And finally got some much needed rain, and now the sun's nicely out. So that was good.
Yeah, good. Thank you. We needed things to be cooled down a little.
Any special meal today, Grant? Any chicken tenders and green beans? Are you getting steak?
What do the Hall of Famers get to choose what everyone else eats? Like you're the winner at the Masters?
I think a lot of people don't even eat because they're worried about speaking or whatever. But I'm going to eat. I don't know what it is. I was in there earlier and they were kind of setting up. But we've got 10 family members coming. That's going to be fun. And saw Clay Henry and Alyssa's here, and she threatens to put me on TV. So, she's leaving for the Olympics in July, and we're all envious of that, especially now that people like Rachel Glenn and Lawson and Chris Bailey and Krauser and Christy Gear and Kaylin Brown. Now, Kaylin Brown finished fourth in the 400 meters, but I think she's going to be in the group to run the relay, and Alyssa was telling me she thinks she will be going to Paris, so that's great, too, for her.
That is pretty cool. Have you been watching any of these trials?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that 16-year-old kid that got, I believe he got seventh. So he qualified, or six, I believe. He qualified where if they want him for a relay team. If I was the Olympic coach, wouldn't you take him? Because isn't he the future, don't you think, in L.A. in 4 years?
He's going to be in the relay group, too, I think, Matt. And I don't think I mentioned Talia Brooks, who many people may know better for firing up the crowd at basketball games. And she got third in the heptathlon the other night. So include her in the group.
Grant, in the time that you have been covering Razorback sports, and I mean, you pay attention to everything that's going on, I can't think of a comparison of Jim Schlossnagel leaving A&M for Texas the day after the championship series ends. I mean, the closest I can come to this is Johnny Damon signing with the New York Yankees after helping beat the Yankees as a member of the Boston Red Sox. And then you become, You know, I mean, maybe it's a little different because he was still part of a world championship team. Schlossnagel didn't take his team to a title, but he's certainly the most hated man in College Station right now.
Yeah, it's hard to, you know, Doug Dickey went to Florida and Tennessee. I was trying to think of the guy that coached McWilliams. I think coached Texas Tech and Texas. Now you got Schlossnagel with his tour over Texas. And the thing about it, Phil, and you may have talked about this, but I thought it was so ham-handed that they let that news get out on the day of the national championship game. It's like, you know, Texas, which is sort of known for its arrogance and stuff like that, just couldn't help itself and had to have that news come out and upstage the championship game. It was crazy.
Well, Schlossnagel will fit perfectly in there then. I mean, look, he really will. The guy was throwing accusations around without naming anybody about somebody cheating. Months ago in a very friendly, formerly friendly atmosphere in a Tex-Ags podcast. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's not why they hired him. He and Del Conte obviously are good friends, and the guy's a good baseball coach, but I think that arrogance fits.
Well, the other side of that, too, you know, some people thought maybe they would go for Vitello, but he praised Dave Van Horn the other night, gave him lots of credit for his own career development, and, I mean, there's a guy who, if people feared he would go to Texas and get ensconced there, if and when Dave ever does hang him up, you know, it's he's contracted through age 70, so he's going to be here a while longer, I think probably till he gets a national championship at least. But maybe, you know, Vitello's 45, and maybe he'll come here someday.
Yeah, I think he'll be at Tennessee for a long, long time.
They've only got, you know, I was looking, Phil, they only see their field or the stadium seats now is at 5,300, and they're looking at going up to 7,000. Excited about that. So that pales in comparison to Arkansas, doesn't it?
Well, they're gonna have to build a brand new ballpark at some point because there's only so many temporary bleachers or stands you can put out past left field there, and the rest of the ballpark is still the same thing. So they need to put a lot of money in there, and I think they will because otherwise you can't keep a guy like Tony Vitello. But focusing on Arkansas here, I see, and it's come on the text line. I see it on social media, and I know it. Maybe it's a vocal minority, but I will be firmly in the DVH camp until Dave decides that he's had enough, or that he just is done with his coaching career. Because look, these are not the only 2 year period that Arkansas has had a good regular season, not made it through a regional. Understand it's happened at home, it's come with a lot of expectations as well. But I don't. People think Dave Van Horn has lost a step. He hasn't lost a step. It's just been a team that hasn't been hot at the right time 2 years in a row. And I think it's asinine to say that Dave's lost his touch.
Oh, if anything, this is going to motivate him. And you can already tell by the recruiting they've done and the guys they're bringing in. I mean, I don't think they're going to miss a step either. By the way, Phil, I don't know if you've touched on this, but a couple of quick things. You know, Keuchel going back to the Brewers. Yeah. I say going back to the Brewers, 102-94 record. Stanek the other night, he got his 12th hold. He got a 3.56 ERA. Isaiah Campbell back up with Seattle, I think, right? Is that right?
Isaiah was with Boston.
Red Sox, I'm sorry. And then Drew Smyly has a 3.65 ERA, and Andrew Benintendi hit his 6th home run, I believe, last night. So some former Razorbacks doing well there.
Hey, Grant, this NBA draft starts tonight with the first round. I don't know if there's a lot of intrigue. You know, last year you had Wimby. I did see where there's three guys from France supposed to go in the first round. I think Castle might be the best guard. You know, you got Reed Shepard and Dalton Connect as well. I mean, as far as athletic ability, I think Donovan Klingon is like a Brook Lopez. You know, you start looking at some of these guys. Is there anybody out there that you like, or anybody that you think, hey, man, these are a couple can't miss picks tonight?
Well, it's interesting. You mentioned France. You know, in 2001, I think it was, we went there and saw the Eiffel Tower and all that. And I remember being surprised. Right outside the Eiffel Tower, there were these kids that looked like basketball players. You know, and I've been reading about how they've figured out all these places to play underneath places over there, and two kids I think from France are really supposed to be going high this year, and it's
they're 1-2 in the draft, Grant. The mock drafts I look at, yeah.
So it's it's become an international game.
That's L. Tony Parker, man. The Frenchman kind of getting him going. Yeah. I didn't see him.
He's back. I think he's doing something there for the development over there in France himself.
Yes, he is. He'll be part of that whole Olympic thing going on. He has a team. He's a GM of a team over there. So it'll be basketball. It's worldwide.
That's it.
Hey, Grant. Bring me back to the start of your career. What got you into sports writing? Why did you choose this path in your life? As we're going to you go into the Arkansas Sports Writers and Sportscasters Hall of Fame in less than an hour.
Well, I was just always a sports nut. You know, I wasn't a particularly great athlete, but I played a few things, you know, tennis, golf, ran track. I started going to Razorback games when I was 7 years old. In fact, I went to a men's basketball game back at the old men's gym, if people can remember back that far, probably not too many can, and just loved it, you know. And I was a history major. I hadn't particularly thought it. I only really did one story for the Traveler in college for Gerald Jordan over there, and got back to studying and stuff. But a good friend of mine was sports editor of the Northwest Arkansas Times, and he was doing it, putting himself through college. I mean, he was 22, 23 years old, and so through him, I got hired. I liked it and just stayed with it. It's been the best thing I ever did.
What's the most memorable thing that you can remember covering in person? I'm assuming maybe the 94 championship, but if there's anything else, what would that be?
Yeah, that's obviously up there. The 82 World Series in person, seeing the Cardinals win a World Series. First time I'd been able to do that in person. I would say Jack Nicklaus in 86 at the Masters. Or any of the other 41 other Masters I've been to were pretty nice, you know. It's hard. I've been to 23 bowl games, I think, and about that many NCAA tournaments. And just the Final Four, the first Final Four was exciting, you know, with the triplets. And then the next year when Sidney, I'm not going to say by himself, but, you know, the others left, and he got them to the Final Eight. They played that great game against Larry Bird of Indiana State. Before I even covered sports, the 69 Arkansas-Texas game, I'm going to talk a little bit about that today. I'm still not sure I've ever seen a more exciting athletic event, and unfortunately Arkansas came out of the wrong end of that thing. But they just had a reunion recently, Phil, and were nice enough to invite me to it, so I got to hang around Chuck Dykus and Pat Morrison and Gus Rusher and some of those guys.
You said 41 Masters, right?
42, actually. Yeah.
Jackie Robinson.
When I get that number right. Grant,
Dan Jenkins went to 68, so I got a few to go to catch
up. But you have a special relationship to the sport of golf in a way that I don't know if I know anybody quite like that. Maybe one of your former co-hosts, Matt, is a guy that I would think of sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Trey, he's into it. Yeah.
Trey loves golf, yeah. And he's a great golfer, too. But, man, I mean Grant, you're so well-versed in anything that we bring up, but I could just let you go like for 2 hours on golf and you would have every sort of thing to talk about. I love baseball, but I think you love golf more than I love baseball.
Well, we've even talked about doing a golf show. We actually had one for a while, you know, maybe doing one at night or something, but yeah, I mean, it's fun. I mean, my son, I had about stopped playing golf, and my son Scott began playing with a vengeance about 5 years ago, and it's been the best thing because it's kept me playing and you know, doing a lot of walking, Matt, which is good. Any kind of physical activity is good. We played yesterday. It's funny, I shot my age yesterday from the forward tees, shot a 76 with a little help from him, but you know, so that's been a really nice thing.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. It really does. And Grant, appreciate your association with our show and the time that you have given us for these last couple of years. It's very much appreciated. And, man, you certainly deserve this recognition as one of the all-time great sports writers and sportscasters in the state of Arkansas's history. Enjoy the day. And, you know, this is not the sort of thing sports writers are used to. You're usually the ones that are writing about the athletes. And today everybody gets to talk about you.
Yeah, hey, Tommy Boyer just walked by, which I'm thrilled by that because he's, he knew the Charlie Jones family too, and was a great Razorback in early '60s. I talked to him last night a little bit, and I'm excited he's here. Hey, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
See you, Grant.
You got it, Grant Hall, Hall of Famer. in like 45 minutes or so. It's just pre-Hall of Fame for the moment.
That's pretty cool. I think Tommy Bauer, isn't he a former Hooper? He came up to, we were, Coach Heath, we were, we were kind of struggling. You know, anytime a football player is starting on the basketball team, you're probably going to struggle a little bit. And so we were struggling a little bit. And he came in there to talk free throw shooting with us. So that was pretty cool. Yeah, yeah.
Did you take any of his advice?
You know, I'm hard-headed. I don't know if the coaches liked coaching me or not. You know, I just I'm surprised. I'm just glad they let me on the team, Phil.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
Hickey and Hull Law Partners are now here for you and all your legal needs in MENA and the Little Rock area. Hickey and Hull Law Partners specializing in divorce, custody case, civil litigations, and more. Having over seven decades of combined experience to better serve you and the community you live in. Please visit kevinhickeylaw.com or call us at 479-434-2414 for a consultation or come by an office nearest you. Things are about to get better.
Hey sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
Let's keep trying to refresh this page to see if there are more A&M players going into the transfer portal. They've lost their two top hitters that would be returning, Jace Laviolette and Gavin Grahovic. I did wonder if potentially Chris Cortez, the reliever that really did some huge things for them this year, may end up going into the portal too. I was double-checking to see about the year that he has played and if he's got any eligibility left, because that's a guy that I think a lot of teams would be interested in. Nah, he's a junior, so he'll end up going in the draft, and that's not somebody. A&M's got to rebuild this team completely, like almost from the ground up. They're losing their top relievers to the draft, losing their best position players to being out of eligibility or the draft or now the transfer portal. And it's going to be a complete and total rebuild. Georgia, though, is making sure that, and this is the other thing that goes along with an opening at Texas and then A&M, and now we get the whole domino effect. It's also extension season for coaches that have had some success in their programs might be a little worried that they're looking elsewhere. Georgia has signed Wes Johnson to an extension through 2030. And I know that was one of the first names you brought up, Matt, about A&M. For a few reasons, it would have made sense. He's a great coach, and he's hopped around quite a bit. Even before he became a head coach at Georgia, and he hopped around quite a bit as a pitching coach, even just in the SEC, Mississippi State to Arkansas, then to the Twins, then to LSU, and now taking this job at Georgia, but he has signed an extension. I wonder if A&M will be looking to Nick Mingione at Kentucky. Now, that'd be interesting, too, because Mingione worked for John Cohen when he left Kentucky to go over to Mississippi State and then ended up taking the job at Kentucky 6 years ago. So, I mean, there's a guy that one of his mentors also left a sitting SEC job for another one. And yes, oh, by the way, Cohen left the baseball position at Mississippi State to become their athletics director, and now he's the athletics director at Auburn. So, Matt, this conference, it's 16 schools that just basically eat each other up, not in terms of on the field or on the court. Yes, that happens, but also in terms of personnel and coaches.
How lucky to be an Arkansas Razorback. I mean, you got Dave Inhorn. You got a stable program. You know who your ball coach is going to be. It's cool to sit outside and see it from the other side, because we've been, you know, going through this with the basketball coach and then kind of the talk with your football coach when you're going 4-8. So kind of to know that our baseball program, we got our guy. And we're pretty stable up there. We're pretty lucky. Arkansas baseball, we got it. It's one of those deals. Realize how good you got it, because you don't know in 10, 15 years if it's going to be this good forever.
I think Tennessee fans had to have been nervous. They had to have been nervous. But they got nothing to worry about now. They really don't have anything to worry about. They're going to have a great program moving forward. I'm sure A&M will find a good coach, and they've got facilities to sell to recruits, and I know they have NIL money to sell to recruits too. Heck, that's how they got Braden Montgomery, and you know they built this team not exclusively through the transfer portal, but majorly through the transfer portal. I mean, I'm looking at the notes I had on A&M this year, and they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of their basically everyday position players that were there in their only year at A&M and had transferred in after 3 or 4 successful years somewhere else, like at Penn or Michigan or Northridge. So it's going to be a matter of who you end up coaching for you. 877-377-6963 for calls and texts when we come back into our next hour. We're expecting at some point, I think we'll be able to talk with Clay Henry. I want to talk to Clay today because it's his birthday. And we always talk to him on Wednesdays, but he's been emceeing at the Arkansas Sports Writers and Sportscasters Hall of Fame Banquet, in which we spoke with, I guess now he is literally a Hall of Famer, Matt, Grant Hall. When we spoke to him, he wasn't quite a Hall of Famer, but by now he's been inducted. So
coronation,
just,
yeah.
Just like the championship glow Dudley has from the Celtics, now there's got to be an aura around Grant Hall that might not have been there about an hour ago.
That's pretty cool. Couldn't be happier for Grant, man. That's cool. And I think last year, Fisherman Clay, he had some steaks he was picking up somewhere around for his birthday, so he's probably up to something like that. You know, he's good life.
I saw him post. He posted a whole schedule of the day, which did include meat on a grill.
It did
include potentially a cocktail at a certain time, and I think he might have used the term rowdy friends. I think he's got all his rowdy friends coming in. Now, I don't know how rowdy I am. Matt, you get rowdy every once in a while. We didn't get invites.
Usually I can get invited once. It's just that second invitation that I struggle to get.
It's the second date's always the toughest one to find.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift. Selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
All right. We have the birthday boy with us. It is Clay Henry celebrating number 70 today. And I think that's all right to at least put that out there, Clay, because you put it out on your Facebook. Happy birthday. Is that all right? Is birthday boy okay? Or would you like to be called birthday man, birthday gentleman? It's up to you.
Hey, you know that I've got all these nicknames and my wife could tell you all of them. You know, my kids call me Grumps. Little 7-year-old Wyatt from Loveland, Colorado, who'll be there, is like my grandson. He calls me Cuckoo. Matt Jones calls me Fisherman Clay. You don't get to pick your nicknames. Birthday boy, if that's what you think I am, I'll be birthday boy.
All right. Well, it's only for one day, though, so I'm not going to stick you with this one for the rest of the year. I'll just call you Clay. Yeah. I don't have any nicknames for him, Matt. That's one.
That's the Hall of Famers, which you use. Yeah. But I'm Fisherman Clay all day. That's
FC.
Right.
It's FC.
Yeah. Fisherman Clay.
It's like a football club.
He'd rather be fishing than talking with us, you know? Like, no question about
it. Today, I'm not fishing today. I went to the Hall of Fame induction for Charlie Jones and Grant Hall, and that was wonderful. You know, I was in Northwest Arkansas for that. And went by Sam's Club and, you know, got some things for tonight. You know, some of the refreshments, so to speak. but that was, you know, that was convenient. Had dinner with Sarah last night. We had a fun dinner in Rogers. She's on her way. And I know Gene Ann has already kind of prepped me that y'all are dogging me for not inviting. See, I would have invited y'all, but I was afraid that either one of you might bring Ty.
Smart.
That means I would have had to driven to the fort to pick him up. I'm not doing that. Yeah. And I can guarantee you, Matt Jones is not letting Ty Richardson anywhere inside his vehicle.
Then we blew it. I apologize.
No, I guess we're not quite rowdy enough, but it's okay. We weren't giving you a hard time about it. It's just, you know, you got a circle that you got coming in there, and
we have limited space. We got a small house. Gene Ann has moved all the furniture out of the living room, so there's about, I think, four dining room tables set up with tablecloths. And my buddy Jeremiah Gage has made a brisket. Man, he can do it. Man, it'll be, you know, a whole brisket is there's an art to that. And I'm picking up some whole chickens from another place in Baxter County. So we're gonna have some good stuff tonight.
Will there be any Texas or Texas A&M baseball talk at this deal, or is it not allowed?
You know, this will probably surprise everybody, but you know, when we all get together, there's not that much.
Right.
We tell stories and you know, their fishing stories or their family. I'm sure I'll probably be roasted tonight by family members. They put me in my place pretty well. And I'll just be hugging people and I'll probably mix some drinks. I'll probably pour some wine. You know, it's like, I make sure everybody has a good time. And I think it will be a good time.
You got to pace yourself too.
We don't have birthday parties for me. Yeah. But Gene Ann said a few months ago, hey, I think 70 is the right number to do one. So I've been kind of taking care of myself. I wanted to make sure I made it to 70 because she said it's going to be a good one.
I think it will be a good one. But you obviously don't sound like the kind of person that does the 2 week celebration for your birthday, the week leading up to it, the week after it, and you're expected to be treated specially every day of that. No. What is it like when Gene Ann celebrates a birthday?
Oh, we have like several days of it, but I got to be honest, her birthday is January 8th and that's during duck season. You know, there's been times, you know, in my college roommates have some really nice duck clubs and that they'll get kind of permission and she kind of sends me on and they so we'll celebrate her birthday on, you know, on odd days. And there might be, well, I have a birthday party for, and then, you know, the daughters, you know, we'll have one maybe on her day.
Didn't I see something like a plaque you have that you might gone fishing on Jan's birthday, Mother's Day, your anniversary, and one other day? Was it like fishing for Valentine's, the cycle or something?
Yeah. Yeah. My pastor, Sam Hanning, presented that. And that's on the wall, and Gene Ann will point to it and she'll say, I need a new car, or we need a new couch, or, you know, we need new this. I mean, in that plaque, I mean, it's just, I mean, I won't tell you, don't go for the man slam. Do not.
The man slam. That's just keep eating for the cycle. Stay away from the man slam. Oh, which man, all she has to do is she can point to that and say, see that? That's how much I love you.
Yeah. But, you know, the irony with all that, almost all of those were trips that we made to celebrate her birthday. But she might say, hey, I want to go to Baxter County and we'll get a, you know, a VRBO and a cabin, you know, for 2 or 3 days and celebrate. But then it's, you know, then somehow a word leaked out that this had all been lined up. I don't know how it leaked out. I don't know how Sam Hannon knew, but then, you know, that, and then they had a special day and present me with the man slam plaque. I don't think anybody ever has attempted that. You wouldn't attempt it. It just kind of happened.
Yeah, well, because most married men might want to stay married, but, you know,
smarter than
you,
that.
I think you have a special relationship here.
And it's almost 50 years. I mean, when you count, you know, like the 2 or 3 years that we dated, it's 50 years now. And Gene Ann, I was in Fayetteville last night. I got a text from her. It was like, it is pretty cool to grow old together. And she's not old, but I am. She's, you know, I married her. She was really young.
So if you've known each other for 50 years, Matt, that means that we're talking about a 20-year-old Clay Henry here. Like, travel back, if we will.
I'm not going back. Yeah.
What do you think a 20-year-old Clay Henry was like?
What was 20-year-old Clay Henry?
Yeah.
I was pretty, I was a straight arrow, pretty level-headed.
Like his golf game.
Been in trouble.
Like his golf game. Fairways
casting
and
shooting it straight and narrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, hey, in the introduction that I got from my college roommate is like, this is the marrying kind. You be careful with this one. Don't screw this up. And I'm never, that was, you know, that date, that was hard and fast.
All right, I got to get your reaction to this situation with Schlossnagel over at Texas, as if you needed more reason to dislike Texas like you already do. But now they have I think Jim Schlossnagel right now, I think he's the biggest villain in all of college sports, surpassing anything from Mark Emmert. You know, but this is the kind of thing that people that don't have any, that don't care about A&M or Texas sports at all, can look at this and say, wow, this guy's something else.
I think what you didn't say this, but what you really want to say is he's a piece of crap.
I did use the word schmuck in the second hour. So.
Yeah. But so to do that, and they gave him everything that he wanted at Texas A&M. I mean, whatever he could have thought of, they gave it to him to get him to come from TCU. But let's just face it, he and Texas deserve each other. And, you know, when Tony Vitale came to Arkansas, we sit and talk. You know, that was his previous boss. And he wouldn't say a lot, but he just kept saying how much he appreciated his current boss. Mm-hmm. And he would tell me the things that Dave Van Horn meant to him, you know, as a boss, and how he was treated. And it suddenly dawned on me he was saying that he wasn't treated that way this previous stop. But I had to kind of read between the lines, and then had some other people tell me, tell me that. So, but Texas is Texas, and you know we can appreciate when the Razorbacks beat them when they come into the league, and other people will do that the same way.
Well, you know, they've lost almost all their players. The ones who might have come back, I've counted four of them that have gone into the transfer portal today. You can't help but wonder if they're going to follow Schlossnagel to Austin. So, you know, the whole villain and turncoat thing may actually, who knows, it may involve some of the athletes as well.
Well, let the bidding war begin. They're good players. They are really good players. I mean, they were terrific. I still look back and it's like, you know, what Arkansas did, and people kind of said it was national championship or bust with this team, and that was unfair. This team should have been judged on what they accomplished. They finished ahead of Texas A&M in the SEC West, and I will always appreciate that with this team, because that A&M team was just as loaded as Tennessee, and they took a tough blow when they lost Montgomery near the end. I mean, he was their big bopper, so that was tough. But I tip my hat to Tennessee and to Tony. You know, and Bill, you and I have talked about this off the air. Tony, when he was here, he was great to all of us, and I rooted for them over Texas A&M. And you know, the thing that happened up at Omaha in the A&M Florida game, that marked them for a while. And Aggies are Aggies. And I told somebody, it's just like, well, what's going to happen in Omaha? And I said, Aggies will screw it up. And they did.
I think there's a misconception about Tony Vitello, even amongst Razorback fans that might have appreciated him as an assistant coach, because I think so. They're just going by some of the actions of the Tennessee players a couple years ago. And yes, the head coach is also partially responsible for that, but you got to walk a fine line between allowing the guys you recruited to be who they are and trying to, you know, quote unquote, respect the game in certain cases. And Tony is a crazy wild man during games. I mean, you can just see that watching the games. When you hear him talk, and I'll just look at the first time that Tony brought Tennessee to Baum Walker Stadium as the head coach, he came upstairs to the press box to say hello to everybody there. The writers, me and Bubba and John Williams and the public address folks and all of them. I mean,
me too.
He actually too. Came up and put in the effort to that. You know, people that you don't respect don't do that. And when you hear him talk, I mean, he is it's not just enjoyable to learn to talk to listen to, but I feel like you learn things from him when he's talking. I think he's a great coach and a really great person.
So the stuff that everybody remembers is like 2 and 3 years old now. And I've got a friend that works in the Knoxville market in the media, and he said that year Tony realized when it was over that things got out of hand. And the way Tennessee is now is a little bit different. The way his players conduct himself, the way Tony, everything has been dialed back, quite a bit actually. But hey, we don't forget, him going toe to toe and, the argument with Dave. We don't forget that. But those guys are fine. And, but you know what? It's okay to be a rival with Tennessee. It's okay to be a rival with anything orange. So I get it. But all we can have is our own personal relationships, and how how Phil, you and Matt treat me is more important than anything somebody will tell me about y'all. That's all I've got, and that's what I go on. And that's the same way I looked at Tony.
Yeah, I mean, I've worked for some managers or coaches that you think sometimes, wow, they get a little bit what seems overly intense during the games. But I mean, when everything you do, it really is going into those games, I can understand where that intensity comes from.
So Tony coached third base at Arkansas, and assistant coaches are not supposed to challenge umpires. They're not allowed to even talk to them. I mean, that's the rule. You do something, you're tossed, and they tell you that. The head coach is the guy. Players are not supposed to, assistant coaches. Tony, in third base, you knew what he thought of every call. It was obvious. He came down the line. He did things. That's just his personality. So, when he does that for Tennessee, you have to remember, he did that for Arkansas too, and he fought for those players. And if you talk to the Arkansas players that he coached, they're emotional about him because he put a lot into their lives. So anyway, hey, Tennessee, let them enjoy their championship. Let's go beat their butt next year.
Yeah, that's exactly the way I look at it too. Clay, we're up against it here, so we'll leave it there. Happy birthday, safe ride back home, and hope you enjoy the day.
Thank you. Y'all are my rowdy friends. I just want you to know.
Happy birthday, Clay.
Well, we're not too rowdy between the hours of 11 and 2.
You're listening to the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast. Check out the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast at hitthatline.com.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.